Welcome back. And when it comes to current affairs shows, you might be wondering how they set their journalistic standards.
Well, there are a lot of people who are saying they went out the window a long time ago.
Oh, not fair at all, because what makes these shows so credible is they use loads of experts.
Now, at first we thought it was very easy to spot an expert because they were the ones always taking books off shelves and pretending to read them. After we looked at a few, we realised we were very wrong. The more we watched, the more breeds of expert we discovered.
Like, for instance, experts who use mouses. Now, here they are, using mouses and being expert.
Another species of expert is this very specific one here. Mm. Now, this is the walking up to the secretary, talking to them and exchanging a file expert. It's a very specific type. Apparently, they're the flavour of the month at the moment. There's lots of them here lately. Yeah. Some of them give the files back, of course, I don't know which is more expert. This lady here is particularly interesting. She hands a file to the secretary, who, without doing anything to the file, hands it straight back again.
Very impressive. Then there are the experts who flip pages. Now, these guys, they love flipping pages. In fact, this guy here is so expert, he can flip pages in both directions. But there's an even more specialised form of page flipping expert. Now, that's the breast implant page flipper. This guy here, he flips pages while he fiddles with breast implants.
Finally, the most common form of expert would have to be the experts who walk. Mm. Look at this guy. He knows his stuff. He's an expert. Oh, yes, they do an amazing... Actually, sometimes I think they're just walking in between their current affairs interviews. Look, very natural. Oh, look at him, completely at ease. Now, they're just everywhere on current affairs shows, these experts. But pay special attention to the length of this man's walk. And just as Pheidippides ran the first marathon, this guy has executed the longest walk ever seen on a current affairs story.
So you think it's over, don't you?
Well, no, it's finished now.
No.
No, it's not.
It just keeps on going. That's four separate scenes or half a day of filming.
Extraordinary. Now, his name is Damien Tudehope, and his walk was so long that Chaz and I tracked him down and decided to present him with a special award.
And we present it the way Damien would have liked us to, with a very, very long walk.
Yes. Congratulations, Damien. You've won this magnificent trophy for having the longest walk ever seen in a current affairs story. Well done.
Well done, Damien.
And he looks just as natural as his own walks.
He does. Well, look, it seems very easy to look like an expert, I know. So easy that we wondered if we could turn anyone into an expert, even this dog. To find out, we talk to an expert. So how easy is it to look like an expert? Look at him there, he's brilliant. He can read, he can put books off shelves, he does the walk.
He's doing the natural walk.
He's the expert's expert. Right. He even uses the mouse.
He uses the mouse, point and click. Oh, there we go. Hands the file to the secretary.
Here for the dog, the best performer on the show.
Good dog.
Well, there you have it. And we'll be back next week with another valuable lesson.
When is it going to end?
Good night.